Walter, how could you? How could you? How could you invite the Harmons over to stay with us for 3 days?
Lord, their house is being fumigated.
If their house is being fumigated, why is Arthur leaving? He's the biggest pest they have. I'm sorry. I just can never forgive Arthur for those stupid remarks he made last night about illegal aliens.
Oh, Morty means well.
Means well? I will not have a man in my house who says that throwing illegal aliens into a van and driving them back across the border is fun trucking.
What? Now you're upset. Now calm down and listen to me. Now listen, Mort, I know Arthur Harmon for over 30 years, and in that time you learned a lot about a man. And I think there's something you should know right now. If you're not careful, Arthur can get on your nerves.
Oh, Mort, this is just so sweet of you.
Vivian, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you, Walter. Oh,
I wonder if Arthur needs a hand with his luggage.
This is his luggage.
Shoot it up to the guest room.
Look, Vivian, I'm going to level with you. There is no way that I can take a whole weekend of Arthur's narrow-minded conservative ravings.
Maud, I'm just so sorry about last night, but try to understand. Now, Arthur's just been a little edgy lately, you know. There's a new administrator over at the hospital, and Arthur's being considered for head of surgery.
Now, that is a great idea, because nobody needs head surgery more than Arthur.
Maud, I talked to Arthur, and I told him not to say anything controversial while we're here.
Oh, come on, Viv.
No, really, I did. I sat him down, and I said, now, Arthur, under no circumstances do I want you even to hint at any subject that could possibly cause an argument between you and Maud. That's what I said to Arthur.
I hope you're satisfied, Maud Finley. A bunch of homosexual pansies has just opened a gay bar in Tuckahoe.
And what did Arthur say?
He said he'd think about it.
It's that new place in the shopping center. I thought it was a Mexican restaurant. I mean, they call it the Gay Caballeros. Somebody told me today they don't even serve food there. It's a bar, and all the Caballeros are gay. Hey, Vivian, I forgot to bring over my shaving kit. Would you run that upstairs for me, please?
Oh. Arthur, you're upsetting Maud. You remember what we talked about nothing controversial.
Look, Maud, I am upset about this gay bar in the neighborhood. And I'll admit I'm going to be talking about it a lot. It was very nice of you to ask us to stay here. But I think we better clear the air. Now, if my being here is going to cause any trouble at all, I want you to say so right now.
I think it's going to cause a lot of trouble.
All right, now that we've cleared the air, Vivian, you can take that shaving kit upstairs. Now, let me tell you what we're going to do about this gay bar.
I don't want to hear about it, Arthur. Look, I don't think you understand. I cannot put up with 3 days of this, Arthur. Arthur, I do not want you in my home.
Oh, that's too bad. Because I can't leave, Maud. You see, I told Mr. Duncan, the new head administrator at the hospital, that I'd be here. He's going to drop some papers off for me. See, Maud, I'm being considered for the new head of surgery. Now, Duncan can make or break that appointment. Now, if he doesn't find me here when he comes, I wouldn't look right.
Look, this is not my problem, Arthur. I know that I cannot put up with a whole weekend of your archaic views on gay people.
What's wrong with my views on gay people? Do you approve of homosexuals?
Arthur, it doesn't matter whether I approve or I disapprove. They are human beings. They exist. It's like asking me if I approve of dwarfs.
Well, that's different. There's no such thing as gay dwarfs.
Come on, Arthur, you've read Snow White. Seven little men living together like that wake up and smell the coffee.
Oh, Maud, that's just a fairy tale.
See?
I am talking about the real world. Our neighborhood is being invaded by a bunch of abnormal people.
So is my house all weekend. Look, psychiatrists and social scientists cannot determine what is normal and what is abnormal. So how can you set yourself up as a judge?
I don't. I'm not. God is. God is against gay people, you know.
God is against gay people?
Well, of course.
How do you know? Was he sitting next to you at an American Legion meeting?
But it's just common sense. If God had wanted people to be gay, he wouldn't have created Adam and Eve. He'd have created Adam and Steve. That could be Mr. Duncan. Mr. Duncan, please come in.
Dr. Harmon.
Maude, I want you to meet our new head administrator at the hospital, the brilliant Mr. Mark Duncan.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. Duncan, this is my neighbor lady, Maude Finley. Take off your coat.
Oh, no, I can't stay.
Sit down.
No, really, I can't.
Would you like a drink?
No, thank you. I really must be going.
Would you like to stay for dinner?
No, now, you see,
I bet you'd like some candy. Maude, have we got any candy?
Maybe he'd like to spend the night.
Great idea. Would you like to spend the night? No, Maude. He doesn't want to spend the night.
No, please. I just wanted to bring you these files you agreed to review. I hate to impose on your weekend, but I...
No trouble. I love work. Hey, that's my big problem. I can't stop working. And that's why everybody at the hospital is going to be very surprised if I'm not appointed the new head of surgery.
Yes. Good night. Nice meeting you.
What? Do you think I was too pushy?
Not for you. Hubie!
Hi, Maude. Sorry to barge in like this, but this is urgent. Arthur, I talked to the city attorney, but he's dragging his feet.
I knew it. This is a hot potato. I guess we're going to have to give up on plan A.
Arthur, what are you talking about?
We're going to close down that gay bar.
And there are plenty of laws that apply. Laws against immoral behavior, laws against lewd conduct.
We even have a law here in Tuckahoe that says no funny business.
Oh, come on. These are all outdated laws. Nobody invokes them anymore.
The law is the law. This is a nation of laws, something which you fuzzy-headed liberals seem to forget.
Oh, baloney. You just want to persecute people that you don't understand. Has it ever occurred to you that gay people are human beings, that they have rights?
Sure, Maude. If it was up to you, everybody'd have rights. Anyway, I think we better draw the line.
We have to think of the children.
Oh, now, what do the children have to do with this?
What do the children have to do with this? Maude, what is right next to the shopping center?
Burkessel Avenue.
Right. And if you go down Burkessel Avenue for five blocks, what do you come to?
The on-ramp to the Tuckahoe Parkway.
Right. And if you take the parkway for three exits, what do you come to?
I've no idea.
Chester A. Arthur, Junior High School.
Oh, come on. Arthur, those kids would have to take two buses and then a cab to get to that gate.
You know, kids, if they want something bad enough, they'll find it.
First it's a gay bar, next it's a gay geography teacher.
Yeah, teaching our kids how to get from Tuckahoe down to Greenwich Village.
That is ridiculous. Students do not copy the sexual habits of their teachers.
How do you know?
Because in high school I studied with the nuns at Our Lady of Chastity.
Sure, Maude, what do you care? Your daughter's all grown up.
Hubie, you don't even have children.
I have my nephew, Joseph. My sister's divorced, so Joseph lives with her and my mother and my other sister. He's surrounded by women. I'm the only macho image he has.
I'm weakening.
But Hubie and I care about one thing, the good of this community. Now we're moving ahead to plan B, picketing. If we cause a stir, the city attorney will have to close that bar.
Arthur, do you mean that you would actually harass men just for sitting around innocently in a neighborhood bar?
Sitting around innocently? Are you kidding? They're in there dancing with each other, exchanging phone numbers, looking at pictures of Al Pacino.
Arthur, that is the dumbest remark you have ever made.
Dumb? Sure. I'm dumb, Maude. Hubie's dumb. Poor old God is dumb. We're just a bunch of dummies.
Have you ever been inside a gay bar?
Well, of course not. Would you ask Clint Eastwood that question?
No, but there is a question I'd like to ask Clint Eastwood. There is a question I'd like to ask Clint Eastwood. Well, that's beside the point. Look, Arthur, how can you continue with this campaign of a prejudice and intolerance without even at least visiting the gay caballero?
What? You mean go inside?
Well, of course. Arthur, I'll go with you. Let's do it tomorrow afternoon late for cocktails.
Okay, right. Okay. And I'm sure you will be shocked when you see what goes on in that place.
Arthur, you are wrong. You're going to find out that all your preconceptions about what goes on in there are totally false.
Oh, Maude, what does go on in there?
I've no idea, but I'm dying to find out.
Uh-huh. Well, don't worry about it. He can meet you there. Okay.
Hey, Walter. Do you think this jacket is too butch for a gay bar?
No, I don't think so.
Where's Maud?
Oh, that was her on the phone. Arthur, she's hung up at the office, and she wants you to meet her at the Gay Caballero at 6 o'clock.
To meet her there? Well, I'm certainly not going into the Gay Caballero alone.
Arthur, relax. Come on, look on it as an interesting experience, a little adventure. Maybe a whole new life.
Walter, if you think this is so funny, you come with me.
Me? Now, this is between you and Maud. I don't have to go to the Gay Caballero.
The Gay Caballero?
Ixnay, the kid. Yeah, hi, Philip, the Gay Caballero. That's a Mexican restaurant. They serve tacos, enchiladas, tamales.
Boy, those gay people really go for that spicy food, huh?
You mean you know about that place?
Sure. Why are you going there?
Well, I have to check it out. I'm the head of a group who wants that place closed.
Why do you want to close it?
All right, Philip. I guess you're old enough to understand a few facts. Now, the first fact is, gay people are, they're sick. They have a sort of a disease.
Is it a contagious disease? Is that why you want to close the bar?
No, it's not contagious, really. But you see, gay people shouldn't be out at a bar having a good time. They should be at home, alone. Being ashamed that they're gay. Trying to get cured.
What's the cure for being gay?
Bowling.
Bowling?
Well, it's a start. See, these gay guys have to start doing something manly. That's how what's what brings them around.
I thought you didn't want them around.
Philip, I seem to be having trouble getting you to understand the danger of this gay bar. What's wrong? I've always used to be able to communicate with you.
Oh, it's not your fault, Dr. Harmon. It's just that this year in school, I'm taking a course in logic.
Smart aleck kid. Well, that's exactly the reason you should come to the Gay Caballero with me. Now, come on. You have got to protect Philip against this pernicious, insidious sickness.
Couldn't I just buy him a bowling ball?
Look at these people. It's disgusting. I wish all their mothers would walk in here right now.
What's wrong with them? They look all right to me.
All right to you? You don't think they look like us, do you?
Well, that guy sure does. He's wearing the same jacket you are.
Well, he's probably just trying not to look like a sissy. Come on.
Good evening, guys. What'll it be?
Wait a minute. I'll be right back.
Wow. Did you see that bartender? He's a flaming queen.
Are you kidding? He looks tough to me.
Tough? Did you get a look at his apron?
Now, what can I do for you?
Bourbon. Bourbon on the rocks, please.
And you?
Well, I don't drink. I'll have an orange juice.
We don't serve orange juice anymore.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I've been out of town. Make that a diet ginger ale.
All right, I haven't seen you boys in here before.
No. This is our first time.
Oh, wow. Don't be strangers. We have a very nice place in here. In fact, there's a nice bunch of guys in here.
If you like the bull, we're getting a league together.
Hello, everybody. I'm so sorry I'm late. I was held up by a client. Vodka and tonic.
Just as I thought. Place is very respectable. Quiet. Customers well behaved.
The only thing I find objectionable is that man's tasteless sport coat. Thank you. Well, the place is perfectly respectable, Arthur. We can call off your pickets.
Oh, no. This doesn't fool me. It's still early yet. I know these types. After a few martinis, they'll all start acting gay.
After a few martinis, Anita Bryant would start acting gay.
I said, look, if you think Teletext is such a hot stock, why don't you buy a couple thousand shares?
Good. I'm glad you told him.
What? Did you see that? My God, they're holding hands.
Arthur, would you take your hand off my husband?
You, that sort of thing goes on in here.
It's no big deal, so they were holding hands. Look, excuse me. I gotta go to the men's room. I'm dying to find out what they write on their walls.
Arthur, it should be perfectly obvious to you that, with the exception of their sexual preferences, every man here is exactly like you and Walter.
Don't be ridiculous.
I'm gonna prove it to you. Let's talk to one.
Maud!
Could I borrow you for a moment? I won't keep him long. Arthur, come along. Let's sit down.
Maud!
Come, sit down. Here. Let me try to explain the situation. You see, I am a liberal, but my friend here is a, what's the word for non-liberal? Bigot. I want him to learn through simple human dialogue that you and your friend are just like everybody else. Arthur, talk to him.
All right. If you insist on the scene, Maud, all right. You see, I believe very strongly that people who indulge in strange sexual behavior have no place in this community.
I see your point, but you straight people have to live someplace.
See, my friend here has been trying to tell me that aside from sexual preferences, there's no difference between you and I. And I object to that very strongly.
So do I. You'll excuse me, I'd like to get back to my date.
Now you see, Arthur, that wasn't so terrible.
No matter what you say, Marty, these gay people should not be on display. They should be hidden away someplace where decent human beings aren't forced to look at them.
Like in a gay bar?
Yes. No! The fact remains that there are laws that prohibit places like this, and this one should be closed down.
Oh, come on. You don't care anything about the law. You just want to persecute people whom you think are different than you.
How about another round?
Absolutely not. We have picket signs. We are going to close down this den of inequity. You are violating three Tuckahoe ordinances.
I know. That's why we didn't open this bar in Tuckahoe.
What?
The Tuckahoe city limits is right across the street. We're just over the line. So you could take your signs and picket.
Good gravy. Good gravy. It's legal. This terrible place is legal.
Yeah, but that shouldn't stop you and your vigilantes from coming over here, smashing windows, beating up a few people. As a matter of fact, I'd like to see you and that bartender go one-on-one.
Oh, come on, Maud. We're not even going to picket.
You're not?
Well, of course not. I believe in the law, and if you believe in the law, you don't go around breaking the law. Let's go home.
You know, Arthur, for a man whom I've always thought was utterly predictable, you are full of surprises. You really believe in the law. Arthur, I'm proud to have you as my friend.
You are?
That's right. You're a man of principle, Arthur. No, you're prejudiced, you're bigoted, God knows you're dumb, but... You are a man of principle.
You know something, Marty? I am going to take that as a compliment.
Hey, you two. None of that stuff in here.
You know, I'd better try to get Walter out of the men's room. He sometimes dozes off.
I'll get the check. Oh.
Dr. Harmon.
Ah! Oh. Oh. Oh, Mr. Duncan. Oh, you must be wondering what I'm doing in a place like this. Well, it's easily explained.
I mean, and for one thing, I'm here with a woman, Maude Finley, you remember. And for another thing...
Arthur, it's all right. We'll just make this our little secret. Howie, I'll have the usual.
Recorded on videotape before a studio audience.
Up next, Sanford and Son. Stay tuned.